Hope is the confident, joyful expectation that good is coming. The drop in the bucket effect. Research shows that when people feel an issue is too big to tackle, they are less likely to give or to volunteer. Jesus, in an interesting way, addresses this issue in the Gospels in Matthew 25, verses 37 to 40. Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "I tell you the truth, just as you did it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." When I hear people attempt to quote the verse from memory, they almost always get it right. They get it almost right, but not quite right. This is what they typically say. And the king will answer them, "I tell you the truth, just as you did it for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." Close, but no prize. What was the key word missing from the second that was in the first? Here it is. One. A small word, but one that makes a big difference. Here is what I think Jesus is saying in this verse. Look, what matters to me is not that you go and try to change the world. How about you just love one person? Let's start there. By focusing on just one person, you begin to humanize the problem. You are not just helping single mums, but you are helping Peggy. You are not just helping kids at risk, but you are helping Robert. It's no longer all those people with disabilities, but now it comes down to my next-door neighbour, Larry, who has Down syndrome. I believe that Jesus, in this passage, is taking away the excuse to say that the problem is too big or that it's a drop in the bucket. Here he is saying, just focus on one person. Find your one. And inspire and encourage your church members to find their one. Find the one group home, the one family, or the one individual to invest your time in and to make a difference.